live, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I'm not entirely sure, but I do believe, technically speaking, at the moment, I am unmarried. I can't find my wedding ring. And I was just in the, you know, the house. Because, like, the whole day I've been sitting here. And going, hey, where the heck's my wedding ring? I thought, well, you know, I must have taken it off when I was doing the dishes or taking a shower or something. So I looked in those usual places. Huh. And now I can't find it. So I think technically speaking, at least for the time being, I am unmarried. I don't know exactly whether that is good or bad, but I'll keep you apprised on all of that. Mark Casper is going to be dropping by in about a half an hour or so. You know, I'm a big fan of the Tech for Troops guy. They do such a great job for our heroes, and they got a lot of good stuff coming up, and I will look forward to having him on at 5:35, or as perhaps we should be saying from now on, 17:35 hours. That's a little more distinct and clear, isn't it? Keith Andes is going to be with us on Monday, president of the Retailers Union, because as we speak, the city of Richmond does not, I repeat, does not have enough firefighters to staff the firehouses properly. And you can thank the mayor for that. The mayor continues to do a terrible job of running the city of Richmond. I wish that weren't true. I really do. God, I just wish that there were somebody competent in the mayor's office again. And you know, I mean, last good mayor we had, Governor Wilder, I think. I would say that was the last time we had a truly competent mayor inside City Hall. And, you know, every time the governor's on, I prevail upon him. Hey, well, you know, don't be so selfish. I know you're 92 years old, but so what? You know, suck it up. Take another lap. Be mayor again. Please fix what's wrong. And he won't do it. So we've got Dr. Donnie Ovuli, who just proves every single day in a new and inventive way how grossly incompetent he is. And so the latest is, we don't have enough firefighters. Now, I know why Richmond police officers have left, because they got tired of being treated like crap. And that was a consistent thing on the part of the two mayors immediately preceding Donnie Ovuli. What about firefighters? I know firefighters are underpaid. I don't think that they're treated as well as they ought to be. But I don't think they faced the active abuse like Richmond police officers did. Because the Richmond police were actively abused by the mayor. Right? LeVar Stoney went out of his way, with the exception, of course, of his own personal protection detail. But otherwise, he went out of his way to be thoroughly abusive to Richmond police officers. Treated them like absolute garbage. Dwight Jones spent 8 years beating up on Richmond cops. Again, with the exception of his own personal protection detail. And, of course, the city employees that allegedly were doing work at the then mayor's place. But all of that being said, a lot of people had high hopes for Danny Avula. So far, he has dashed those hopes. I guess, really, with his penchant for free food, he has door-dashed those hopes. He will show up for free food, though. So maybe this is the mission. Maybe if the firefighters in the city of Richmond want to be treated better and they want full staffing, what they need to do is invite the mayor to a firehouse and promise that they will cook for him. Now, we know that he shows up for free food. And again, the most ridiculous example was him showing up for a free lunch with music radio disc jockeys in Henrico County. Absolutely no reason, except it was a free lunch, so he does show up. With that in evidence, Your Honor, I would dare say that the Richmond City firefighters should promise to feed him, and maybe then they will have an audience with him. But the president of the Richmond City Firefighters Union, Keith Andes, who's a retired captain. He'll be with us on Monday. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also, Congressman Rob Whitman will be here on Monday. It is Congressional Monday, and Rob Whitman is in a tough fight for his seat. Jen Kiggins is in a tough fight for her seat. John McGuire is in a tough fight for his seat. In fact, I got news for you. Everybody, everywhere is in a tough fight for their seat. There's a lot of personal animus in evidence right now in America directed towards President Trump. Now, you may love him, you may hate him. I don't really care. I like the guy. Fundamentally, I like the guy. I think it would be fun to hang out with him. I think he has done tremendous things to enhance the country, make us better, grow the economy, make the nation stronger. I'm on board with all of that stuff. But I totally get there's some people say, oh, I just don't like the way he says this or the way he does that. Okay. Is that how you determine for whom you will vote? If it is, I would dare say you've got a problem. But even if I say that, there are lots of people who are going to vote that way. And those people are energized. What is so disturbing, of course, is that the other side, they don't have anything to offer other than, well, yeah, we hate Trump too. I don't think that's the way you drive a country. Well, we hate Trump, and therefore we should be in charge. Okay, well, you know what? How about, just for the sake of argument, everybody, even those of us who like President Trump, agree. Just for the sake of argument, okay, we hate him too. Now what? What are your plans? They got nothing. Nothing. There's nothing there. There's not a single solitary thing there. And that's given rise to the communists inside the Democrat Party. See, I can sit here as one who used to be a Democrat. Most people in the talk radio arena, they're Republicans now, and they've always been Republican. That's not me. I'm happy to be a Republican now, but I grew up and I lived the bulk of my life as a Democrat, and it was only Rush Limbaugh that convinced me I ought not be a Democrat anymore. Because it was Rush Limbaugh who said to me, Jeff, there is no such thing as a conservative Democrat. Because that's what I thought I was. And you know what? I think I was. But all around me, people like me were told, you don't belong in this party. And we weren't told that by Republicans. We were told that by Democrats. Hey, you don't belong in this party. And now? Let me tell you something. There's no way that the Democrat Party in 2026 would have me. Right? I believe that boys are boys and girls are girls. Ooh, well, yeah, that's going to be a problem for us. I believe that this is a great country. Ooh, that's going to be a problem for us. I believe that we ought to work together and help as many people as possible, but I don't believe that includes reaching into my pocket against my will and taking my money and giving it to somebody you like better. Ooh, that's going to be a problem for us, Jeff. Oh, and I also believe that Israel, as the only democracy, the only truly free nation in the Middle East, is worthy of our support. Ooh, that's not going to work for us, Jeff. So, I know there's no room for me inside the Democrat Party anymore. The Democrats have made that clear to me. And it's given rise to the vicious Jew haters that personify the Democrat Party now. The communists who now define the Democrat Party. That's what's emerged now. There's not a reasonable approach left inside the left. It is an angry, factual agenda. Rooted almost entirely in this, we hate Trump. But I am going to caution you, and caution you very strongly, if you do not believe that folks who are in their 20s, into their early 30s right now especially, are not having conversations amongst themselves saying, I don't think this economy is working for me, then you are doing yourself a disservice. Now, maybe we haven't done a great job with educating people. Maybe we haven't done a great job with messaging and getting the facts out there, whatever it is. The reality is that those younger folks are saying exactly that, and they are motivated to vote. And that's why I'm telling you, all these so-called safe seats, there's not a single seat that's safe. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 5:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Two texters in a row. Jeff, why is it that the majority of Jewish people in this day and age still vote for Democrats? Please explain that. I've never understood that. Well, as a Jewish guy, I can tell you, I don't understand it. I have a sense. Here's the way part of it works out. It was about feeling included. It was about this misguided concept of Tikkun Olam, that is, repair the world, and the left had a better handle on sort of pitching that idea. But here's the reality of it. That phrase, Tikkun Olam, in the Bible, about repairing the world, that comes after the world is destroyed. Right. And so the left doesn't want to acknowledge the world being destroyed or why it was destroyed or why it's necessary to repair the world. They just like to take that second part. And the other part of it is, and I hate to say it, but I don't think the Jewish community is alone in this. For so many Jews in America, secular humanism has replaced actual faith, and a left-wing political ideology guides all of it. I've seen that in synagogue after synagogue after synagogue that I've attended throughout the years. And now I'm kind of shoeless, as they might say, just because I don't want to deal with that anymore. I really don't. I mean, I haven't given up on the faith, make no mistake about that. But I don't want to be surrounded by a whole slew of left-wingers who are trying to convince me on a Saturday morning that to be a good Jew, you've got to vote Democrat. But I've heard that throughout the years. You want to hear some of the nonsense that some of the Democrats are pitching these days? How about cut number five there, Germ?
Folks often say, like, oh, are you going to be able to work across the aisle with the Republicans? They are not trying to work across the aisle. They are literally trying to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
And they are doing it on camera.
Yeah.
And not being held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, actually, state-sanctioned violence. Mm-hmm. They've been doing it in the Black community, and they're doing it even more so now with ICE. ICE is now a weaponized paramilitary force that is designed to terrorize us.
I don't understand, like, there's no sexualization at a drag show. It's just people dressing up and singing and performing. I've taken my children to drag shows, and it's fun, it's entertainment, it's wholesome entertainment.
Yes.
And it's nothing wrong. It's just like, I don't get it.
Yeah, well, you're an idiot, that's why. I'm glad I was here to help you understand the reason you don't get it. You're a moron. You might be six different morons, but you're a moron. Yeah, there's no question about that. No, Republicans are not actually trying to kill you, and they're not trying to kill you on camera or any of that other nonsense. And the idea that, what you say, drag shows are not sexual, and they're good, wholesome entertainment, and she took her children there. Well, your children should probably be taken away and given to a pack of wild hyenas, because they would have a better chance at growing up in a much better environment. Oh, speaking of crazy left-wingers, can we grab, I didn't even know Chris Matthews was still coming down for breakfast, as they say. He's not looking all that stout these days, or healthy. He's not looking sturdy these days. But anyway, cut number four.
Yeah, I think there's a way to do what John Heilman mentioned about certainly the power of the gas price at the pump. When you look up and see the number, you spend spending every time you fill your tank, sometimes twice a week if you're a working guy and have to travel a long distance. Put that in the heads of the, if you're a Democrat, I guess, if you put that in the head of a person, wait a minute, at the same time, I can't afford to make the bill at the end of the week, the gas at the end of the week. Look what the president's doing. He's making trillions of dollars on crypt. And I keep thinking all this grifting going on, all the family members and Jared Kushner. And every time they go over, they come back with a check. I mean, how can these guys be negotiating our national interests at the same time they're picking up a check from some Arab country over there? Why? They are always making money. Trump's crowd are always making money on us. I have to pay the bill. I think if you bring it together, that would take some intelligence by the Democrats, by the way, to actually do it, to actually bring that home, this grifting, and bring it home to the person's own bill that they have to pay. And I think if they do that, they would have an effective counter to what Trump's probably going to be up to, thanks to Steve Miller and that crowd. They're going to come up with something dirty. They're going to try to make all Democrats into something like the Marxist wing of the DSA. They're going to try to make it really bad. And they're going to make it nasty like they did with the going after the trans kids in the last election. Just remember, people on the sidelines of an NFL game, all of a sudden they're watching this new ad in the third quarter of the game. Where'd that ad come from? What's all this about? As Karl Rove told me, the Republicans are good at that last 6 weeks where they come up with something really nasty like Willie Horton. By the way, his name was never Willie in his whole life. They came up with the name Willie because they wanted to sound black. Excuse me. They are very good at confecting this stuff. And I can see they can do something with the DSA, and they're going to make them into real Marxists. They're going to play the game. Personally, I think AOC is as American as apple pie. It won't work with her. It may work with some others, but I think they're going to get nasty, and I think it's going to be a really great close.
Wow. Well, let me say to you, Chrissy, as I said to the other crazy person, you're nuts. And I'll just leave it there. It is 527, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Tomorrow, just I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but somebody's going to let you know what's going on tomorrow. 50-50 chance of thunderstorms throughout the day. They're going to be rolling in this evening and overnight, we're told, and sticking with us fundamentally throughout the day tomorrow. But Sunday is looking fantastic. Bright sunshine, highs of 85. Quick reminder that on Monday, Congressman Rob Whitman will be here, part of our Congressional Monday series. In addition, we've got the president of the Richmond City Firefighters Union is going to be dropping by to talk about the terrible staffing shortages that are impacting the RFD as we speak. You know that I love helping out our troops, right? Tech for Troops is one of the best organizations out there. Every single time I turn around, they're doing something more to help our American heroes. Mark Casper is, I don't even know what Mark's official title is now. Mark, what are you? President, CEO, Grand Poobah, Officer, what is the official title these days, sir?
You know, Jeff, thanks for having me. I answer to just about anything nowadays, but yeah. I am considered president, CEO, and Grand Poobah all rolled into one.
Well, your Poobah-ness, it is good to have you with us again. And if it's okay, I'm just calling you Mark because I knew you before all the titles hit, right?
I love it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Remind everybody a little bit about Tech for Troops and then let us all know about some of the stuff you got coming up. And I'm just sort of alluding to a big event coming up that we ought to be able to help with.
You bet. So Tech for Troops has five main programs. First is guaranteed data destruction for corporations and individuals. That is gone. Second is veteran suicide prevention. Third is workforce or economic development through distributing computers to under-resourced veterans in active duty and their spouses and their families. Fourth is recycling and reuse of IT equipment that gets donated to us and we keep it out of the landfill. And the last is what's called mission support. We have special needs folks come in and volunteer with us and help us out with our mission.
So that's
what Tech for Troops does.
I love every single part of that, every single thing that is involved with Tech for Troops. So we've got, of course, everybody's always got some sort of old tech. We don't know what to do. We're waiting for a recycling event somewhere, or we're just going to stick it in a trash bag and toss it in the compactor and pretend that we didn't do that or something like that. But you can help all of us out legit, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we do have folks bringing in bags of cables because we all have that bag of cables. What do I do with it? Yeah. Well, I want to throw it in the landfill. What I want to be able to do is put it back into circulation. So we're almost like a zero landfill type of organization.
Nice.
It makes the world a better place, makes the earth a better place, and for our future generations.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that is great stuff. And for hard drives, we should remind everybody about this because we're all concerned about them. We've all got old computers.
Yep.
Same sort of thing. Do we take them out to the shooting range and just blow them up ourselves and see if we can destroy the hard drive? Or is there some other way that it might be able to be used?
So I like doing both ways. So yeah. Taking it out to the range is always fun. That's the Marine in me coming out. Is that we take it out of the computer, especially older platter drives. So there's solid-state drives we hear about, and then there's platter drives. Those platter drives get shredded and then responsibly recycled. So it literally goes down into tiny pieces before we send it to the recycler. And that's how Tech for Troops guarantees your data destruction.
Okay, excellent. Do you ever do viewing parties? Because I'm telling you right now, Mark, I think you could make a fortune if we could all bring our old pieces of garbage with the platter drive, and instead of you just destroying it behind closed doors, we all sit around and enjoy the experience.
I think that would be an amazing idea, and you're my first customer.
Okay, I'm in. I'll load up the SUV tomorrow and bring stuff down, and we can do the party.
Bring it. Well, actually, I won't be there tomorrow. I'm actually in Virginia Beach right now. We are donating 112 computers to veterans in need here in Richmond, in Virginia Beach.
I love
so it. We're going to do that first thing in the morning at a VFW post.
Okay. Okay.
So well, I won't be there tomorrow, but
we'll work out a time.
I'd love to have you in.
Yeah.
We'll
you're not getting off the hook on this one. No, this is going to be a good event. What else have you got coming up?
So on Friday the 28th, we have blind and visually impaired veterans coming in. They're going to learn how to use the Meta glasses and how it's going to enhance their life. Meta Facebook is coming in to train them on really how to use these glasses responsibly.
Wow.
And how they can use them to enhance their life when they're out and about or they're on a computer because it can actually help read computer screens and stuff.
Oh, I love that. I love
it. It's incredible.
Yeah. Do we have the opportunity to help some of those vets get those Meta glasses in the first place?
Meta has donated them already. So I'm sure we could figure out a way to ask Meta to hand us some more to help out more veterans that way.
Yeah.
I asked for 48 the first time.
Okay.
And this is our first attempt. We're going to do 25 or 24 next Friday.
Okay.
And then the next batch will be in Virginia Beach.
Okay.
So we're probably going to do that in October.
Okay.
Helping out blind and visually impaired veterans down here.
Do you have enough vets in that category to help you out on help you out next Friday, or you're still looking for some?
No, we are booked up. We had to take registration down. There were so many. It's the most amazing thing. We reached out to the Department of Blind and Visually Impaired, Virginia Navigator, and other organizations, Paralyzed Veterans, Disabled American Veterans, DAV, Disabled American Veterans, and others, American Legion, VFWs, and said, you know, let's make this a community effort, support our brothers and sisters that are blind or visually impaired.
Yep.
And they really stepped up. The VA did as well. So Veterans Affairs, all our organizations came together to make this happen.
I love this. I want to remind everybody, Mark Casper is joining us. He's the president, the CEO, Tech for Troops, an amazing organization doing work throughout Virginia, not just here in Central Virginia, but as Mark pointed out at the beach as well, which is good to hear. If we have somebody listening this afternoon, Mark, who is either a veteran themselves or they've got a vet in the family, thinking, you know, I think my dad would benefit from this, or my aunt so-and-so, she's a vet, she should really reach out. How do they do that?
Easy. Come to our webpage. Our phone number's on there. The phone number's 804-521-7979. And then our webpage is www.techfortroops.org, TechForTroops.org. Either one of those ways, through the contact page or making a phone call, and we'll see what we can do to help our brothers and sisters out there that served in the military.
I love it. Well, Mark, enjoy the beach. Are you going to be dropping by Core Brothers while you're out there?
Probably not. I've never heard of Core Brothers.
All right, stand down, Casper. Just stand down for a second then, pal. All right, let me explain this to you. All right, Core Brothers is frozen custard, and I grew up eating Core Brothers at the Jersey Shore. And frozen custard is what ice cream wants to be when it grows up. So there are two locations at the beach, and not that I would know, but there are two locations at the beach, and you budget a couple of minutes, my friend. Go through there. It is a life-changing experience, I promise you.
Jeff, I promise to. I will give you a call and let you know how I feel about the mature ice cream.
Okay, fair enough. No, I want a full report, front and center.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a little bit like staying in captain's mast or something like that. But no, you're going to do that, and we're going to continue helping you. Brother, I love what you're doing.
Thank
Please
you.
Keep doing it. We'll talk again soon, okay?
You got it, Jeff. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.
Thank you. That is Mark Casper. What a good, solid guy from Tech for Troops. If you do have old tech, right? Who am I kidding? Of course you have old tech. We've all got old tech. We've got phones that don't work, or we've got phones we've just moved on from. We've got laptops that aged out of usefulness a long time ago. Some of us have even got the old tower computers. Down in our lower level, amongst all the other garbage that I have, and Lord knows I got a lot of crap, I had these visions that my sons would actually want my stuff. And the older I get, the more I realize they don't want anything. I mean, they really honestly don't want anything. So all this stuff that I've accumulated, all this stuff that I thought was so valuable, is going to be so important to me. You know, it's going to be part of the Jeff Katz Museum. My son's like, hey, you think you could throw that out before you know die? That's what Joe said to me one time. I swear to you. I mean, it was a really weird experience because, you know, I'm heavily invested in challenge coins. And I don't know how many I have, but I got a lot of them. I don't buy them. I've never bought them. That's the weird thing. I've never actually purchased a challenge coin unless it was a fundraiser. Unless somebody said, hey, we've got a special challenge coin. We've made them and they benefit, you know, officer so-and-so or this person or that person. It's like, all right, look, here's $10 or $20 or whatever it is. You know, I'll throw down with the cause and I'll get a coin that way. But otherwise, they've all been presented. And, you know, there's just a long history and tradition of exchanging challenge coins. So I've done that throughout the years. So I've accumulated quite a few, and some of them are very unique. They're very rare. And by extension, they're actually valuable. My boys want no part of it. None of it. I thought, well, at least keep the Jeff Katz coin, you know, that would be cool. What, yeah, sure, Pop. That's great. Do you think you get rid of all of those? Yes. Yes. My dear loving offspring, my devil spawn. Yes. I will get rid of all these things that are important to me long before I check out. Okay. You happy now, guys? So there you have it. But that being said, we do have old tech, and I'm very serious when I said to Mark, if we can put together something like a viewing party, right? You bring your old laptop, but instead of just handing it over and they destroy it, what if we could do, I don't know, we could do a smoker, we could do like a bourbon beer and brats kind of a thing at some point. You bring your old tech, we all get to watch it get destroyed, and we hang out and eat and drink and smoke. You in for that? I would be in for that. So I'll try and put that together with Mark. And he'd better give me that full report on Core Brothers when he returns, because I'm not kidding you when I tell you that is life-changing. If you don't want to drive to the beach for frozen custard, Ray's over in Short Pump is the only other place that you can get it, that it's really the way it's supposed to be. Ray's is on Lauderdale Drive, and then he's got the place in Short Pump as well. And Ray is from New Jersey, so he actually grew up eating Core Brothers, and then he opened his place down here, and that's where I go for my fix. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Self high five.
Yeah. Needed a bam. What can I tell you? Sometimes you just got a bam. And when you got a bam, you got a bam. I felt the need to bam. So there was a bam. old DDP, Diamond Dallas Page. Good stuff there. We haven't had DDP in forever. We should get him back on the program, too. You know, every once in a while, you just go, hey, how come we haven't chatted with so-and-so? So that's when Jeremy gets these texts at 3, 4 in the morning. Hey, Jeremy, how come we haven't chatted with so-and-so? And then we do. Anyway, it is Friday. It's a glorious day. Now, the rain has let up here in Hanover County, although, as I just told you, you should apparently be making plans for thunderstorms overnight and throughout the day tomorrow. Ain't that a blip? But it is what it is, and you just need to be aware of that. Now, as I take a look a little bit further, that's it for rain. Now, all subject to change, of course, but at the moment, that's pretty much all that we are seeing. Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., the best weekend radio show anywhere, of course, in the garage with Stan Andruski, airs on this very radio station. I'll be joining Stan. We'll talk a little bit about cars. Stan's looking for some teachers in our community who have kind of gone above and beyond, I guess. It's one of those opportunities when Stan and Megan put their minds to it, they just come up with so many different ways to help folks in Central Virginia. Yes, a lot of it involves these great specials, great deals over at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, or Arts Automotive Service, 1214 Athens Avenue in the Yellow Tavern section of Henrico. And Stan did have a couple of those he mentioned earlier today. If you missed that, here's what you need to do. Go to newsradiowrba.com. You can download the podcasts, as I like to call it. Download the Jeff Katz Show. Anything that you missed, that is the place to do it, newsradiowrba.com. Great conversation with Karen Michael in the first hour of this program about all of the changes coming for business owners. It's not just the minimum wage going up. It is the paid sick time that you are now going to be mandated to provide, even if you have one employee and they work part-time. Now, I think it's crazy. I really do. And I don't want people going to work when they're sick. And I don't want people abused when they're at work. Believe me when I tell you that. But I think it's outrageous to have a collection of people who have never owned or operated a business telling business owners how to own and operate their business. It's crazy. But if you did miss that, you go to newsradiowrba.com and you can listen to it. And then a suggestion, you should probably share it with your friends who own and operate businesses. Get that out there, because these are such game changers. These rule changes, these new laws are such game changers. They're going to impact every single solitary business in our Commonwealth, and they are coming up like hell on wheels. Monday, Congressman Rob Whitman will be here. Looking forward to chatting with him. The president of the Richmond City Firefighters Union will be here because, quite frankly, the mayor continues to make the city of Richmond more and more and more dangerous on a regular basis, and he won't answer any questions. Did you notice that his phone at his office doesn't seem to work? So I know Reva Trammell, great city council member from the 8th District, the south side of town, has been tempted. I don't know if she ever did put his cell phone number up on Facebook. That would be interesting. I'm not doing that. I do have his number, but I'm not going to put that up. But maybe she will. That would be interesting. All right. It is Friday. So, of course, I end by wishing you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are Hebraically challenged, it simply means have yourself a great weekend. And we will end this program, as we have since October the 7th, 2023, by playing Hatikva. Hatikva is Hebrew. It means the hope. And it is the national anthem for Israel. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again on Monday, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.